Hey, yeah, the 1960s, happy times, heavy times.
All right, so you get your daughter, right? You tell her she might be Catholic, she might be Jewish, she might be anything. So you bring her up in what they call the bourgeois American type society family. You know, you bring them up so they don't screw until they get married. You take them to church on Sunday. You teach them all you can, what you think you can teach them about how to bring up a family, how you should look and act. And they send them to college. You'll bust your hump. You no government subsidy. Nobody's paying nothing. You save your money or you borrow the money. You work overtime. You send her to college. You want her to get an education. The first Easter, she comes home on a vacation. She says, hey, Dad, I'm living with some guy. You're living with some guy. What do you mean you're living with some guy? Well, this is the thing now. Free love.
We're getting away from the original point. What we're trying to find is, why is this dancer's right?
That's part of it.
Because they've been told. Listen, they've been given in the wrong direction.
That's what I mean.
What happens is, look, I'm sending you to school. I'm breaking my ass, and I'm sending you to college, right? I expect you to go to learn something. Let me be a janitor. Learn something, you know?
Yeah.
To justify my investment in you. But some of these people revel in the fact that their kids are leaders, are rabble rousers. This son bitch just started a riot.
Oh, wrong, too much.
These kids think they're the first generation that ever screwed before they got married. We all did, but we always had one girl. She screwed that girl you took out.
It's better off these kids don't get married, because if they get married, they haven't got the guts to stick with it.
Today. God, the place is crawling with phonies.
Yeah, high school punks.
Man, you know, those creeps are always here on weekends, man. Most of them are Thursday.
Oh, so many people here, nobody here.
Hey, yet. Dig, that chick, man.
Oh, over there?
Man, look at that ass on her.
Oh, yeah, with a baby carriage.
Well, so what, man? So
hey,
what?
If you hadn't showed up so late, Fritz, we would be all right now.
Yeah, Fritz always
Everybody's here with their guitars already, man.
Cool, right? But that guy...
16 versions of Lemon Tree. Easily impressed by spades.
It's the thing, man.
Look, I'm gonna split. I'll see you guys later.
Yeah, hang loose, Fritz.
I've read everything James Baldwin's written. He has a true sense of the problems of black people.
I worked for Head Start for free last summer. Black kids are so much groovier.
I went to a couple of Black Panther meetings. The time for nonviolent revolution has passed. More power to the people.
I'm taking a course in African studies at school. I had no idea you people were so civilized.
Do you know that property values actually go up when a black family moves in?
Freud didn't write for the black man.
Why does a great actor like James Earl Jones always have to play black men?
Don't you hate it when people say colored or Negro and not black? Black is beautiful.
It's so great that black people are wearing their hair natural, not emulating the image of beauty that white people try to inflict upon them.
I had a black girlfriend once who said that Jewish people were the closest to black people. I'm Jewish, you know.
I ain't no jive-ass black nigger, honey. Who do you think I am, Geraldine?
Oh, God! Oh! Oh, Jesus!
How awful.
My soul is tormented.
Jeez.
Oh, no.
I've been up and down the four corners of this big old world. I've seen it all. I've done it all.
Jeez.
Oh, wow.
I've fought many a good man, and I've laid many a good woman. I've had riches and fame and adventure. I've stood face to face with danger and death countless times.
Hey, somebody famous? I think I saw you in a movie once.
Hey, try not to interrupt, huh? I've tasted life to the fullest, and still my soul cries out. Yes, cries out in its hungry, tortured, racked quest.
Look at the good
more.
Side of life.
Things aren't all bad. Gee, he's handsome.
You can help me. You must save me. But by so doing, you too will be saved.
Well, I'd like to, but what can I do?
Lovely set of eyes there. Ah, little sweet one with your heart of gold. I know of a place where we can be alone to join our souls in sacred truth.
Hey! I want to be in on this thing.
Yeah, what about my soul, you fink?
Poor and bad. That's a kick I haven't tried yet.
What?
Huh?
Yes. Together we shall all learn of the real existential essence of the life force.
Yes, existential. I heard that word once.
What's it mean?
It means like cool gear. You know, stupid.
Oh.
You are a true genius, Fritz.
What's happening, ma'am?
Hey, Fritz the Cat's become the stud of the year. We're having a session here now, so I don't know.
Hey, anybody using that room?
That's the John. I mean, if you're really strung out, man.
We'll take it. This way, group. Come along now, step lively. Watch your step. That's a girl. Rub-a-dub-a-dub. Okay. A new world of experience awaits us, my loves. This bathtub is now transformed into a space capsule of truth
wow.
and love.
This is wild.
Yes. Only in naked closeness like this can we all come to know each other.
Yes, right. Very good, Winston, darling. Naked closeness. True. You are a perceptive girl. Mm-hmm. Closeness. We must all get very close, as close as possible, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
That's so right. Cute. Let's all get close together. Oh, boy. Closeness and fulfillment of our hidden desires through which we reach the truth. Fulfillment is important. Don't you think so, Winston?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Very important.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, now I'm getting to the truth, I think. Yes.
Oh, yes.
So it's getting all very clear now.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Winston. Here come the truth.
Oh, you got the word.
Oh, you got such an existential little body.
Jeez. Wow. Oh, shit. Maybe we better go, huh?
No, not at all. No, look here. You get down over here, and you down. That's right, down like that. That's right, right under here. Oh, watch the foot. No, right. That's right, right under here. Okay. Ready, everyone. Here we go.
up. I think this is the place we got the report on with it. There's these kids upstairs doing this shit and smoking and everything, I think.
Tell me what to do. I never went in before. Tell me what to do.
Well, Rob, because you're a rookie and this is your first beat, you just follow me. You see, we walk up the steps. We make no noise. Like, we don't make any noise. And you follow me slowly. You got that?
Like Dick Tracy. Like Dick Tracy.
Like carrying the pirates. Dick Tracy's old hat. Now, let's go inside.
Yeah, wait. Could I get to search the girls?
Yeah, I done enough of that. Shh. Here we go, and watch me, because I'm a natural in action. Up this deck.
Hey, man. What the hell's going on in here?
For Christ's sake, what do you want?
Christ's sake. Fritz having his own private little orgy. Move over, man.
Will you get out of here? We're seeking after the truth.
It's my bathtub, man. Don't pay attention to that, Fritz. He got a Jesus complex.
Oh, I know it.
Have some joy, pups, sweet little bird. Hello, Rock. Heard you having a hair session here.
Wow, this is where it's at.
Right, yes, man, come join us. Good stuff and lots of it, man. Only close the door, we're modest.
Bah, har, 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 the guy's a riot. How is it? How is it?
That's funny. I'm not there anymore.
Shit. I'm a writer. Let's talk about it.
Ever made it with an aardvark before? It's a rare opportunity, you know. We're scarce.
Really?
I can't tell if I'm there or not. How do you tell?
Oh, you'll know when you are.
Oh, balls. It doesn't work for me. I'm a failure as a pot smoker.
Don't be sad. Someday you'll make it. Really.
Shh, I think we're here. Do you hear anything, Ralph?
It sounds like a bunch of degenerates in there.
All right, shh. Now listen, Ralph, now listen. You got the deeper voice, you see? And I want you to yell, open the fucking door. Now say the word fucking, because you got, that makes you sound tough. When I say three, you yell, open.
I'm even going to ad-lib. I ain't gonna ad-lib.
No ad-libbing, Ralph. No ad-libbing.
Let me call them pre-birds. Let me call them pre-birds.
The pre-bird.
A pre-bird is a degenerate. Didn't you know that?
A pre-bird's a degenerate?
Didn't you have no bringing up?
I got bar mitzvah. You ain't supposed to live, Ralph. This is a serious job, and we're getting paid for it. Now cut the fucking shit up. Let's go.
All right. Open up in there! Good. It's the law, heavy bastards!
Good, Ralph. Do it again.
Okay.
Fuck
you, open up.
Cut it out.
I won't laugh. Open the door, you preverts!
Open up. Lord Ord is here.
Open up.
All right there.
Okay. Open up. Here we are.
Oh, wow. I can do it.
Oh, baby, do I feel high? I'm flying. What a wonderful wiggly world.
We're outside, but we'll get it. Hey, hey, hey. Blood water's here. I know what you're doing.
Oh, I love it, I love it! Ralph, where are you? Ralph! Oh, I got you! Oh, I got you! Take that! In the head! Got you! In the heart! In the head! Oh, over there! Watch that thing! Where's the cat? Oh, boom! Hey, Timmy! Get here!
Wow!
Look at this big fucking gun. I killed a John.
I can. I have to.
Let me see.
You can
I'll
see?
Give you back a little bit. Oh, boy, this is good for me.
Mm-hmm.
Can you dig it in your eyes? You're younger than me. You're 45, 48, whatever you are. I'm 67.
I wish I knew. I would give you glasses. I take another pair from the
house. Well, I didn't think of it that I need a glass. My Richmond cup.
I'm not so young anymore, but remember. That is for whom, you don't see nothing?
I'm older than you. I'll see. I'll meet you. I'll see. Umar Abeluzer, Benazar Yarek, and Yishev Yishunim, Lezachish, Umar Yitzchak.
You're doing fine. You're doing fine. You know something that you don't have to look at the book. Right? So say. Say. All right.
Remember, Asher Besechel.
That's all right. Asher Besechel. Good. Good. Yeah. Good. Beautiful.
Think
yeah, just normal. You know, nice and quiet.
Echad mi yaday, echad ani yaday.
Mother of God, I'm a fucking fugitive.
Synagogue.
What kind of a place is this? Was it a church? Hey, listen, I can hear them. That don't sound like English. What are they, Puerto Ricans?
Ralph, you're trying my patience, Ralph.
You go down that aisle. I go down this aisle.
Good, it's about time you said something bright. Yeah. And Ralph, please be quiet. It's my people. Excuse me, Rabbi.
They all got long hair.
Sorry, Rabbi.
They all got long clothes.
Excuse me.
Must be a hippie church.
Hi, Rabbi.
Did you see him?
God. Ralph, would you please shut up?
I ain't talking loud.
Excuse me, Rabbi. Hi, Mom. Excuse me, Rabbi. Uncle Ben, how are you? Brother Cat, I'm catching the criminal. Excuse me, it's you.
Yeah.
Bill, you find him?
No, he was over there, but...
Shh, what's the... Go ahead, shut up!
But I was just telling you...
Cut it out!
But I was just...
Shh. I ain't talking loud!
Oh, my God.
of war for this special announcement. The president, after conferring with the Israeli Prime Minister Golda Meir, has agreed to send more arms and equipment to Israel, based on the return of New York City and Los Angeles to the United States.
Stop, you motherfucking cat! Stop in the middle of the wall!
I don't want to break the cycle!
But you're not supposed to say.
I got musical feet,
you dumb rookie. Dumb rookie. Dumb rookie. Dumb rookie. You're not supposed to dance, Ralph. Because you're not Jewish!
Friggin' Fuzz showed up. I wish that skinny broad hadn't turned on the shower, too. I think I'm getting a cold. Hello, man. Everybody all busy studying for their goddamn exams and all? Hey, Fuzz, how'd it go with that Dee Dee chick, huh? She got some bod, huh? You have to admit. Old Charlene isn't bad either, though, right? Like, wow. Heinz, you swine. Old buddy pig. You groove behind Alvina, get some kicks tonight, huh? Bastards, you think the goddamn exams is the be-all and end-all of existence, cosmic life force or something. You think they were the friggin' fugitives. Can't even get in a few decent words to a guy, bastards. What a bore. They just sit there and take bennies and stay up all night with their face stuck in a bunch of books and their thumb up their ass. Oh, yes, yes, I remember when the time when it was all very inspiring and enlightening, all this history and literature and sociology shit. You think learning is a really big thing, and you become this big fucking intellectual and sit around trying to out-intellectual all the other big fucking intellectuals. You spend years and years with your nose buried in these goddamn tomes while the world is passing you by. All the stuff to see and all the kicks and all the girls are out there and me, a writer and a poet who should be having adventures and experience in all the diversities and paradoxes and ironies of life and passing over all the roads of the world and digging all the cities and towns and rivers and the oceans and making all of them chicks. Oh, God. As a writer and a poet, it is my duty to get out there and dig the world. To swing the whole friggin' scene while there is still time, man. My farting around days are over, baby. From this day on, I shall live every day as if it was my last. Yeah, yeah, I must do it. No more the dreary, boring classes, the dismal lectures, the sitting around bullshitting with pretentious fat-ass hippies. No more the books, the spoutings of a bunch of old farts who think they know the whole goddamn score. Oh my God, what have I done? I set all my notes and books and stuff on fire, and now I can't study for my exams. And I'll flunk out, and my folks will be pissed off as hell. I'll get a blanket. The blanket's on fire. And we better call the fire department.
He gonna take it to a private eye.
Fall in love is I'll fall in love with you, maybe. The one you love, just keep falling in love with you. Then when you all alone, don't let me dress, maybe. Little girl, get out of you. Same good as I want him, I get to, I quit.
But you don't want to say.
I don't want to sing, man. No, I'm good.
You sing good as you want it, but you don't.
When I get tired, I quit.
I went to school in Oakland.
Okay.
And I had quite a few white that were school kids with me. I'm 49. At that time, I had white kids going to school with me. I would have peanut butter. I got some peanut butter at home now. I don't want it because I ate so much when my mother gave it to me. And apple butter. I got two cans of it now that I don't eat because Whitey was eating ham sandwiches and I was eating peanut butter sandwiches.
I gotta get out of this town. This is Southern town. Let me out of here. That's it. Suck. The bus only costs $17,000 to New York. I said, I ain't made it $17,000 in 2 weeks. I had to live.
Riding ship coming out of Pearl Harbor. And all my white friends that we had drank water out of the ditches. If I had a kid ration, I'd give him some of it. And I would ride this bus. I couldn't sit with my friend on this bus in Houston, Texas. I had to ride the back end of this bus.
Well, I'm getting hot now. And as a matter of fact, you couldn't even go no place downtown to ride a bus. And you get on the back end, you'd get a soda, and the subway train not to sit down the back end. You couldn't even get a soda, but you walk in there and get you a sandwich and cut up people. Why you do that?
You know,
I just want equality. I want to be equal with the next guy because I'm paying my taxes.
Well, that's a different thing.
No, I don't want this man, I'm paying my taxes.
The money is what's happening.
Hey,
see what I mean?
No,
see
what I'm talking about.
It all counts. That is what's happening. I'm talking about as far as like if you want to be revolutionary, you get some bread first and then you can talk trash.
Whitey blind us with religion.
Yeah. If you fight violence with violence, like the late Malcolm said, man, you're gonna get some results.
Right.
Really, because before all this rioting and shit, you didn't have no Head Start programs for kids. You didn't have shit. Really, you didn't have a goddamn thing. Catch us down in Harlem selling horse meat. You know, and if one of the motherfuckers down there now selling horse meat, they dead.
Another Civil War.
Civil War.
And I'm gonna be standing back.
See?
Get him, baby.
Hey, man, you in a bag?
Yeah, that's it. I'm in a bag.
Well, just don't lose your coolness, Cat. I mean, don't lose your coolness.
Well, easy for you to talk. You're a crow. I wish I was a crow. If I was a crow, I'd fly away, man. I'd fly away from this miserable town for good.
you think being a crow is a big motherfucking ball? All you cats the same, man. You don't know where it is. There's nobody to tell you where it's at. And you come up here, try to find out where it's at, but you gotta be up here, man, to find out what's happening.
Well, look, I know it isn't a ball, man. I studied the race problem. See, I know.
You don't know nothing about the race problem. You gotta be a crow to know about the race problem. You know what I mean? Do you dig where I'm at? You know what I'm talking about?
Well, listen, man, this thing affects me very deeply, fella. As a cat, I have a considerable guilt complex because my kind have always brought suffering on your kind.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yes, indeed. See, my soul is tortured and tormented by this racial crisis.
No shit.
I kid you not, man. Sometimes I really get hung up about it. You know, uptight, strung out.
In a bag.
Yeah, in a bag.
I'm gonna buy you a drink, Cat, just cause I think you got coolness.
Oh, great. Hey, boy, can I have a drink?
Oh, man. Hey, dude! They're blowing pot like mad up in Mildred's bed! I'm on my way, man. Hey, Cat, how would you like to bug out now?
By God, man, I'm gonna bug out.
Did he say bug out, baby?
Go ahead, baby, bug out, bug out.
Ain't no bug out.
What kind of shit is
it?
He's a bug out to him.
I know it is. It's some kind of dance.
Let's get. Some stud gone and left his keys.
Hey, what are you doing? You stealing that car? Hey, shove over, Jack. Let me drive this goddamn thing.
Move it out. Nothing. Man, you gonna get to see that car go by?
Holy, will you? I know how to drive. I drive like a crow, man, really.
Oh, man, look, come on, man. Slow down.
I see it. I see the light.
Oh, man, you're fucking killed up here.
Thank you.
Ralph, would you please shut up? It's bad enough we got transferred up here without you bullshitting all night. No, I gotta cover my beat, and I'll meet you back here in an hour. 1 hour, Ralph. And Ralph, please, be careful.
Yeah, but Harlem?
Come on, slow the car down! Yeah, I mean, I ain't ready to die yet! Harlem?
You know what I'm doing?
You know, the only faces you can see in a crowd up here is ours.
The way they're looking. All you can see is their eyes. I don't like it here.
I see the fuzz.
Just cool it. Right for the head, I'm gonna get you.
Saved my life, man.
Shit.
Yesterday. Days are new as happy sweet.
You, Sonny?
Yeah, it's me, baby.
How's the crowd tonight?
Not bad. We're pushing enough grass to make our money.
Just enough. But it sure ain't like the good old days in Harlem when white money was the boss and then fine white cats came up to Harlem spreading it all around Big Bertha. Acha. Yeah. That was before all those peace marches, sit-ins, riots, and dudes.
Ain't nothing wrong with no peace marches.
It's me, baby.
Who's that joker? Friend of mine.
Been high with pot.
I
Are you kidding me, man? Grass? Who doesn't, you know? What do you think? I'm some kind of a hick?
Clear. I must tell the people about the revolution.
Huh?
Revolt! Revolt!
Damn you, what the hell you jabbering about now?
Revolt! Revolt! Revolt!
Revolt, you thick-skulled idiots! You have carried heavy burdens for the bosses. You have sweat your lives away for the bosses. The bosses, they ride around in limousines.
Get the fuck off my car!
The bosses, they're eating strawberries and cream.
That funny cat's a real boss.
All right, what's going on here? Break it up!
Cool it, officer. You're just blowing hot air. No one's paying no mind.
Come the revolution, there're gonna be no more limousines. Come the revolution, there're gonna be no more strawberries and cream, see?
Hey, Ralph, you know how these dumb kids are. They don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, fucking A right.
There he is. He's the one who keeps the bosses in power. He's the one who's holding you down.
Who, me?
You.
No, not me, you.
No, you.
Not me, you.
You.
Me?
Not me.
Yeah, you.
You.
Fuck you.
You first.
The spiked boot of capitalism. The iron thumb on the heads of the proletariat.
They're gonna kill us.
Would you like to see a picture of my kids?
Oh, man, look, come on, man. Oh, man, you'll get killed up here.
got to find him. Where could he be? This is the alley behind that place he was standing at. Oh, he gives me the creeps.
Psst. Fritz! Fritz!
Good evening, madam.
Oh, Fritz, thank God I found you.
Shh. Come on, join me, Winston, my love. It's not very pretty looking, but it's cozy as a bitch.
Fritz, come out of there, will you please?
The hell you say? With the fuzz comb in the whole city looking for me? Hey, has my picture appeared on TV yet? Have they broadcast an alarm? Have they offered a reward for any information leading to my arrest?
Oh, don't be so melodramatic. You and your illusions of grandeur. I'm not getting in that filthy, grimy garbage can with you.
Okay, go fuck yourself.
Oh, you're such a child. Such a self-centered, egotistical child. Oh, this is disgusting.
Look, if you're going to talk about my garbage can that way, you can just get the hell out, you know?
Listen, Fritz, are you still going to bug out or not?
Are you kidding, Toots? I got no choice at this point.
Listen to me, will you? I've got a car and some money. I can get all the things we need, and we can leave right away. We can go out to the coast. I'll get a good job as a private secretary, and you can work on your poetry and all.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah, we can get married and rent a nice little pad in Frisco and dig the scene out there. It's supposed to be a great town.
Frisco? Yeah, hey, okay.
She makes men into boys. She makes giants into men. She'll have you feeling guilty before you can count to ten. Always sharp mind and a body to match. Always fine dressing from a needle to a latch. You cannot talk because she talks too fast. You cannot think because she's a New York flash. She makes love to you and tell you you're in love. You make love to her. She says you don't know how to do it. Oh, Winston.
Ah, Winston, my love. At last we're zooming down that old lonesome highway. Ah, it's wild.
Marvelous,
my ass. It's exalting. Elating. That cool night wind blowing past the window. Oh, man.
I'm hungry. Let's stop someplace.
How the hell with stopping? I just want to feel those miles flying by.
I'm hungry.
Hey, let's dig one of those little greasy truck stops. I'd like to talk with those truck drivers, you know? You know, hear what they got to say about life on the road. Yeah. I bet they got wild stories of the road. You know, drivers, trucks, hijackers. Fights? Yeah, let's do it.
Here's a good place. I'll have your deluxe steak with salad and coffee. Black.
All right, and what would you like, sir?
Oh, that was really a fine steak. You can always depend upon Howard Johnson's.
Let's get back on the road, huh?
Thank you.
Goddamn. Fritz! Fritz, wake up!
Huh? What?
Fritz, the car is broken down, and I can't get the damn thing...
What? Where are we? Oh, fuck a duck. We're out in the middle of the friggin' desert. Jesus, it's great.
Exactly. You've been sound asleep for 2 days.
What?
2 days. Oh, you really must have been dragged out after your big binge.
Shit, I guess I was. All that drinking and blowing pot and screw it, man. Hey, man, I get the horny just thinking about it. Like, wow.
Start thinking about fixing this car, Fritz, or we'll be sitting here forever.
Oh, yeah. Look, is something bugging you, pal?
Yeah, the car won't go.
Oh. Okay, well, let's have a look. Yeah, okay. I knew that all the time. The engine's not up here. It's in the back. Let's just check it out.
Well, what's
now,
wrong?
Let's see. I'll just, if I move that, no.
Well, what's wrong, Fritz?
Well, it's all very complicated, Winston. I couldn't begin to explain it. I think the piston rod's stuck in the drive shaft. Either that or the carburetor is rusted out.
Oh, good God.
Hey, here comes a pickup truck. Maybe he'll give us a push to the next gas station.
What's the trouble, buddy?
Well, our car's busted down. Could you just give us a push to the next gas station?
Well, let me look at it. One thing I'm good at is fixing things. Shut up! Please shut up, chickens! Shut up, pal! What's he got good at? Fixing things. Dumb chicken. Let's see now. Ain't nothing the matter with this car here.
Hey, buddy, ain't you got any sense at all? You just gonna let your car run out of gas.
I swear, these motherfucking hippies in New York, I swear.
There's a gas station a couple of miles back. I'm going this way. And you ought to stop for gas once in a while, you know, stupid. You gotta keep your engine fed, you know. Wise up, buddy. Well, I do like that. People come down here and they think they can... I never honestly told you think a thing like that happened.
Son of a bitch.
You're so clever. So clever. Big mechanical genius. Here's a bucket, smart guy. Good luck.
Hey, this is for shit. You made a big bourgeois deal out of everything and ruined it completely. I was gonna bug out and be free from all this bullshit and roam around and dig everything and really have a good time.
Your naivete is astounding. You'd be completely lost without me, Fritz, and you know it.
You're a motherfucking bitch.
I see the hard facts of life. I am realistic, something you're incapable of. You'd be better off with one of those stupid little morons like Charlene, who you could just sleep with and throw away when you're done. You can't cope with a mature woman. You haven't the faintest idea how lucky you are that an intelligent woman loves you and wants to give you something of value, something that will inflame your creative potential. Now get going and hurry up.
We'll see who gets lost without whom.
Chevy to
take a hike. Can't wait until I take another ride of my life.
Oh, Boo, I'm crazy about you.
Bum. A hobo with no money and no place to go.
Hey, you old scroungy old alley cat. Get out of them garbage cans, ha.
You talking to me, Jack?
What the hell are you doing there anyway?
Hey, man, here we are on the brink of the apocalypse, the eve of destruction, so to speak. And I can't think of anything to do.
Well, offhand, son, I'd say you have got a problem.
Yeah.
Ha ha. But at least you're honest. The revolution can use a man like you.
Hey.
Hop on.
Okay. Hello there.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi.
I'll introduce you to the guys at the cell meeting.
Glad you could make it, man.
Howdy, John. I brought along an old buddy of mine. He's a bright lad, but bored with life. Ha ha. Fritz. This here is John, former biker and small-time hood, turned fighter for the cause. That cat was a beautiful head.
Glad to meet you, man.
Another cat south for the bourgeoisie.
Practically nil.
Another monk of bankrupt sedentary. Well, what's the state of his political consciousness?
Practically nil, I'm afraid.
Shipment of weapons just came in today. 32s.
Yeah. We're gonna paralyze the whole fucking city.
It's going to be great, man.
Oh, the shit is really gonna come down tonight.
Well, we've got everything we need for 3 synchronized sabotage actions. The city will be ours.
Mm, the machinery of the establishment's gonna be in ruins by the morning. The government can fall without firing one goddamn shot.
The mayor will resign. And we'll move in. We'll set up temporary tribunals.
Blue, honey, talk to me a minute.
Don't bother me.
No, I want to talk to you, honey. Let's go.
Leave me the hell alone.
Oh, come on. You and me, we'll get some chinks. I'm so hungry. Come
I ain't
on.
Hungry.
Oh, don't turn off for me, Blue. Come on, don't be ashamed.
I don't need that garbage.
Every time you're with your friends, you don't pay any attention. You son of a bitch that hurt me, goddammit. What do you think I am, a boxing ball?
Punch him, baby.
Oh, that is nice. She oh, she loves it. I love it too. I love it.
Oh, we got a lot of lousy time to kill to 0 hour.
I think I'm gonna ride that goddamn horse.
Well, go on, have a go, your mother did.
Yeah, let me ride that goddamn horse.
Oh, get on with it.
You know what you are? You're a bunch of fucking Nazi fags!
Hey, guys, that's uncool. Don't do that.
Listen, you son of a bitch. You lousy son of a bitch.
Out, Lou, our relationship stinks!
Hey, come on, Harriet. Let's go inside, huh? It's cold.
Oh, I have to go to bed by day.
Hey, come on inside, baby. You'll get hurt out here. Listen, I tried to stop him.
Look, Fred!
Hey, wait a minute, huh? John says this night will mean a great leap forward for America's social evolution. Yeah, dig it. We're going to blow up the power plant. Look, this will keep you warm. I gotta go.
Hey, baby. We all had a good time today and got our rocks off, correct? Well, now we must devote ourselves to the great task that lays before us. To hit her so hard for?
She loved it.
Listen, man, me and you have been assigned to blow up the power plant. That's all I care about. The revolution.
You're full of shit. All you care about is a reason to hurt, to destroy, to blow up. You don't know what a real revolution is. None of you sons of bitches do. Well, she's good. I mean, she's real. She loves. Yeah, she loves. When you get right down to it, I mean, that's where it's really at. Yeah. The love you give is equal to the love you get. Well, fuck it. I ain't doing it.
So long, Fritz.
I ain't planning this bomb for you schmucks.
And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself.
Fritz! Fritz, you've got to let us see our Fritz!
I'm sorry,
where is
girls,
he? What have you done with him?
You can't go in there. Yeah, you just can't. I'm sorry, girls. He's under house
arrest.
Let
us see him, oh, please.
No one gets him.
He's hurt.
The Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead.
I reckon he must be through. Finished.
For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper. But whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Fritz, we're so sorry, baby.
Shh, he's trying to say something.
I've been up and down the four corners of this big old world. I've seen it all, and I've done it all. I've fought many a good man. I've laid many a good woman. And if there's one thing I've learned, it's you get over here, and you get down there like that. And now you blonde, you get under here. That's right. Don't watch it.
He was a kind of tough kid at that, wasn't he?
And when the leaves